Dry air in central parts of North America will continue to drive our temperatures from one extreme to the other. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Summer heat will be prevalent across the region today, and then two frontal systems will push through the region as we go forward through the next 3 or 4 days, bringing the temperatures down more significantly. We do expect the afternoon temperatures today to peak in the 80s and even some temperatures over 90 degrees in South Dakota's central crop areas. The warm-up is kind of hard to believe with temperatures in the 70s at this hour, but we will get there. And we do expect the peak of the heat to only last for a couple of hours and will quickly cool off. It's that time of the year in which it's very difficult for us to sustain such anomalously warm conditions. Normal temperatures this time of the year should be in the 60s for highs and lows in the 30s. We will get back into a more seasonable temperature regime just a couple of days away. In fact, our first frontal system will cut through North Dakota and western South Dakota as we go forward through the afternoon today. That frontal system will switch the wind around to the north and allow for the temperatures to drop a little bit more tonight, and tomorrow will not be as hot. We do expect a northerly wind to be prevalent over the entire region during the night tonight, and tomorrow we'll see the winds becoming light and variable. We'll have sunshine abundantly. There may be a little bit of cloudiness coming with the frontal boundary, but nothing in the way of meaningful moisture is likely. The high pressure system will give us light and variable winds through a fair amount of the day tomorrow, and then an east to southeasterly wind will develop as we go into Friday evening, going into Saturday morning. That will set the stage for our second frontal system to push across the region. That second front will push through the area on Saturday, and we'll look for the winds to switch back around to the north once again, and this time we may get a few more showers to occur. This will likely take place during the day on Saturday, going into Saturday evening, and we'll look for a trace to a quarter of an inch of moisture. There may be a county or two that gets a little bit more than that, but almost all of that precipitation will be confined to northern Minnesota and northeastern parts of North Dakota. No other precipitation is likely, and a colder surface high pressure center will drop into the region Saturday night going into Sunday, and that sets the stage for our coldest weather. Temperatures as we go forward into the first part of next week may not warm much beyond the 50s, and there may be some 40 degree temperatures in a few spots. The coldest temperatures are expected to occur across the region as we get into Monday. The highs on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week will begin to warm once again, and our nighttime lows will bottom out mostly in the upper 20s and 30s, and the coldest mornings will likely be Monday and Tuesday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.